Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're going to be focusing a bit more on how gold and silver stocks both are performing against the underlying metal, as they both have actually been outperforming for, on gold's case, a few months here. Bottom back at the end of February. We're also going to be looking at the inflation-adjusted price of gold, all focused on the charts as we are chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan, let's start off simply with gold stocks against gold. I have a GDX to gold chart up here, and we saw to start off this year, gold was vastly outperforming the gold stocks. But right at the end of February, a pretty notable turn in this chart. And for the last about 2-3 months now, gold stocks have been outperforming gold pretty much right back to where they started the year. Took pretty much 2 months, 3 months of losses all back in just a few months. Jordan, what do you take away from this turn in the chart? Still a lot of room to go on the upside, but a clear, almost V-shaped recovery that we've seen.
Yeah, well, what I'm looking at, there's a couple of things that I'm looking at right now. I'm not looking at the ratio of gold stocks to gold per se. I'm more just looking at the price action, and you see there's two positive divergences in the miners against the metals. And so the first is, you know, it's a simple one. You look at gold and both gold and silver, they made a lower low about 3 days ago or so, a lower low versus there was a previous low, which it looks like it was on April 23rd or April 22nd. So you had that low, then you had another low in both gold and silver. However, if you look at GDX and GDXJ, that was the low, you know, on April, the day after April 22nd. So that was the low in miners, but that wasn't the low in the metal. So this is, you know, we're just looking at the last 3 weeks or so. So you have a lower low in the miners, no lower low in the miners, if I said that right. So lower low in the metals, no lower low in the miners. And you looking at it, you actually have a slightly higher low in the miners in that time when you had the lower low in the metals. So that's positive divergence, number one. Number two, looking at the GDX advanced decline line, I just noticed it yesterday, and I was looking at it a week ago, and I was thinking, you know, this is, I mentioned it in my video last Friday, and, you know, yeah, we got a positive divergence here, but now we have a real positive divergence because the GDX advanced decline line actually made a higher high. So that has made a higher high already when we're in correction territory for the sector. And when GDX itself, I mean, if we're using closing prices here, GDX is pretty close to moving above the high it made the second week of April. I mean, it's a tiny bit below it right now, but so that's the other positive divergence. So, you know, the correction in metals and miners, I mean, it might continue for a little while longer in terms of time. You know, it could bullish consolidate for a little bit longer, but these two positive divergences, they're telling you that ultimately this sector is going to resume higher, and that this correction probably doesn't, I mean, there's probably not going to be that much more damage, if any at all.
Well, Jordan, just to that point, when you think about it technically, and when you look back at history, you've got a lot of different historical analogs that you research. Once gold finally breaks out, after that, once the gold stocks finally get the memo and the silver stocks finally get the memo when silver makes a move higher, they tend to keep outperforming the metals. And this is what people have been looking for so long. And it wasn't happening because we were in that bearish market situation. But maybe just give us the outlook on how the miners will behave or how you expect them to behave based on historical precedents.
Well, historically, the miners outperform gold. There's two times when they really outperform. The one time is when you're coming off of a crash bottom, that type of situation. So the COVID crash 2020, global financial crisis in 2008, and also in 2016, just because the sector was so bombed out at that point. So that's the one time when you're coming off of a crash bottom type situation. That's when miners will outperform gold. The other point is after major breakouts. Like, you can go back and look at major breakouts in the sector and the cyclical moves associated with those major breakouts. And that's when miners, outperform gold. I mean, all the people bitching about, oh, miners can't outperform, they're terrible. Well, we've really only had one breakout in the last 7 years or so. You had the 2019, that breakout. And that cyclical move lasted for only 2 years, 24 months. And you had the COVID crash in between. So that really put a damper on what otherwise would have been a decent period of outperformance for the miners there against the metals. So now you're in a completely new situation where, looking at gold, we've broken out from this beautiful 13-year cup and handle pattern, arguably the biggest breakout in 50 years for gold. We're still only 2 months into it. At the very beginning of the breakout, you know, gold was still kind of outperforming the miners. Now we see, even as we're in the first correction post breakout, the miners are showing all these positive divergences. So it's all good. Like, we're in the real sweet spot here where, I mean, if we have a cyclical bull market here where you're going to see, like, let's just say another 3 years for this move in gold, the miners, the entire mining sector, the gold miners, they will probably outperform gold over the next year and a half, I would think, maybe 2 years. So the miners are not going to outperform the entire period. They're not going to outperform gold through the entire 3 year period, but they'll outperform it, you know, past the halfway point and, you know, kind of 2/3, 60%, somewhere in there. Then you'll start to see the miners lose their outperformance, even as the cyclical bull has a little bit more room to go. But it's when you're in, you know, you're at the beginning of a cyclical move, there's a big breakout. That is the real sweet spot for miners outperforming. So the miners, again, we're in the sweet spot right now. They are really going to continue to outperform gold and the silver stocks as well. I think that, you know, looking at all this history, first you have the miner, you have the gold breakout, the miners immediately outperform after that gold breakout. Then silver doesn't start to outperform until silver has its own breakout, which at this point, it looks like it's, you know, when it moves above 28, 29, when that starts to happen, I think you'll see the silver stock like really strongly outperform that move. So again, we're in the real sweet spot for miners outperforming. Like this is the time to be all in on the miners.
So if we look at, say, the gold and silver price, what do we need to see happen on that end to continue, I guess, this early stage bull market? Is it simply sideways consolidation, or do we need to see the silver break out now above 30? Does gold need to move to 2,500? What do we need to see on the metals price side of things?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, I mentioned the sweet spot multiple times. At some point, you get into that sweet spot, and then you see the miners, they strongly outperform. So before you're looking at it, you think, well, I need gold to get to 2,800, you know, for this stock to move to here. But, you know, maybe when it starts, I should say, because where we are now and the miners are already, I mean, they're set to really outperform, you know, maybe you only need to see 2550 or 2600 to get that move, to get that beta or leverage, I should say, that you are looking for. And it's the same thing with silver, whereas I'm kind of sensing here that when you get that move from 28 to 34 in silver, like, you can see the stocks really, really outperform. So at this point, I don't think we need to see gold and silver go to a particular price point. I mean, the next one for the sector, I would say, is silver breaking above that 2829 resistance. With respect to gold, I mean, you could have, I know we're going to talk about the inflation adjusted chart, so that's, you know, another breakout that's coming. But other than those, you know, signposts, the miners are going to lead this move. So, and again, we've already seen it. They got the two positive divergences. So the miners are going to move ahead and lead the metals at this point and telegraph those moves in the metal. So we don't necessarily need to see the metals go to a certain level for the miners to really outperform. It's just the way that the action in the market is telling you the miners are outperforming and they're going to lead this move. Because when they outperform and they have all these positive divergences, when the metals are correcting, that's a really, really bullish sign. That tells you what is coming, you know, once the metals finish their corrections.
Yeah, Jordan, it's almost the opposite of the bear market action where the miners are correcting down further than the metals and they're outperforming on the downside. When they finally believe that the gold momentum is in place and the bull market is on, they do start that outperformance. But you brought up a point to your subscribers just recently this week about looking at another confirmation, and that is the breakout in the inflation-adjusted gold price. It's a very long base that you're pointing out, and coming out of something like that is just another, it will be another confirmation. It's not as pretty of a chart, the inflation-adjusted gold price. So maybe walk us through what you're looking at and why you think this is a significant marker in the sector.
Well, first of all, it's significant because if you look at the last 50, 70, 100 years, like if you look at a chart of the Barron's Gold Mining Index, which I have the data going back in another index that I attached to it going back a century, you look at the general slope and curves in that historical gold stocks chart, it looks very similar to gold against the CPI, which is the inflation adjusted chart. And it makes a lot of sense because the gold stocks, they don't really follow gold. They follow gold margins. I mean, we should, some people mention this, but still, you hear all the talk about, oh, well, gold's up and the gold stocks aren't doing that. I heard Bob Quartermain was saying we need a better connection between the two. I don't really know what that means exactly. But what I do know is what I just said, in that over long periods of time, the gold stocks follow the inflation-adjusted price much more closely than they do the gold price. And so you look at the inflation-adjusted gold price, it has not a perfect cup and handle, but you have a very, very slight downward sloping trend line from the 1980 or 81 peak in the inflation adjusted gold price. And you can draw that forward 43 years and it connects, the 2010, 2011 highs and then the 2020 highs as well. And I think that the last month, the inflation adjusted gold price closed at 2286. And so, if we see this move above 2400, I mean, we're looking at a 43, 44 year breakout. I mean, this is a huge, we've talked about the significance of the 13 year cup and handle breakout in gold in nominal terms, but this inflation adjusted breakout, I mean, we're talking about a 44 year breakout. That is just going to really launch this entire sector much, much higher. And circling back to the first part of my answer, that's when you're gonna get into the real, real super sweet spot where gold stocks, because if you see the inflation adjusted gold price really launch, gold crushing inflation, that means the margins of gold companies are going to be skyrocketing. Now, I know a lot of this sounds like hyperbolic talk, and it's completely different from what's happened in the sector in the last 12 years or the last 3 years, but that's just the reality of the setup that we're looking at right now, that the technical setup is there for the inflation adjusted gold price to really, really launch higher over the next couple of years. And of course, that aligns with the action in the nominal price too, where I've mentioned, my research and my sense of these cup and handle patterns, that we could see gold go to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in the next 2 or 3 years. Of course, that aligns with what I'm talking about here in the inflation adjusted price. But because the gold stocks follow the inflation adjusted price more so than they follow gold, that's why this is so important to look at and keep a handle on.
Yeah, I find it so interesting to just compare the GDX chart to that inflation adjusted gold price simply because it has been very similar. And hey, if we get that breakout, hey, GDX then could also break out, make a run towards those all-time highs. Jordan, what does this mean for stock picking then? It all sounds very positive. Does this just mean be invested? I know some of the higher quality ones might move more, but the fact of the matter is, do you need to get cute when you are seeing all these things line up for what could be a significant sector-wide breakout?
Well, you don't need to get cute. I mean, I think you can do really, really well with GDX or GDXJ over the next, call it 2 or 3 years, or over this over the duration of this cyclical bull market. But if you're a good stock picker and you do the work and the analysis and you subscribe to people that you trust, that can really sift through all the crap in this sector, then you're going to, you know, you're going to make a lot more money that way. It's just, yes, you can buy GDX or GDXJ. And I mean, if those are going to go up 2X or 3X, I mean, if you're stock picking, then you can find things that can go up 7X, 8X, 10X, et cetera. So I can't speak for what everyone should do individually, but I would encourage people to spend a lot more time researching the companies than, you know, focusing on the macro and all the things that are driving gold. I mean, gold's had this huge breakout from a 13-year cup and handle pattern. We know that the inflation-adjusted gold price is setting up here for a historic breakout. You know, eventually, when silver gets back to 50, you know, that could be another historic 45-year breakout. So you see the things that are developing. You can tell what's happening in the market. You don't need to hear, you know, 10,000 hours of podcast episodes listening to macro and gold and China's going to do this and the Fed might cut, the Fed might rate. Like, these are the big this is the big technical setup that's there. It's set up for a historic bull market, not only over the next 10 years, but over the next 3 years, this cyclical bull market. You have a handle on what's coming there. Focus on the companies. You know, do research on the company. Talk to people about the companies. Talk to the companies. You know, subscribe to the people you trust who are covering all these companies. That is going to serve you much better over the coming years, I think, and help you get into the right stocks for yourself, you know, rather than spending too much time listening to the macro jumbo every day and less time, oh, well, I'll just, you know, buy this 10-cent gold stock. This thing has to go up because it's a 10-cent gold stock. It's going to go to a dollar. I mean, a lot of these, Rick Rule says, you know, a lot of these exploration companies, they don't have anything. They don't have any gold resources. So you have to be careful. I mean, if you get too cute and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to miss the opportunity of a lifetime here.
All right, Jordan, we'll wrap it up there. Enough said. Let's see this continued outperformance then of the stocks breakout in the inflation-adjusted gold price. Really just a breakout for all these things continuing to move forward. It will pull the sector up, but as you said, if you are in some of the better companies, you'll just get better torque there. But hey, either way, some momentum to the upside, a very welcome thing for all the gold investors out there. Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time. Post a link to your website. Also chat with you next week. Have a great rest of your week.